Mondays is time for Auntie Una to help somebody out. If you're looking for a little bit of help, Una's here for you.
Always, we listen and we don't judge.
There you go. That is the motto, and will be t-shirts available on our merch store really, really soon.
Sure thing.
Okay. Who's looking for help this morning, Una?
A demented listener in Leash.
Jesus.
Yeah. Hey, Auntie Una. Please help before I fake my own disappearance into the Sleeve Blue Mountains.
Oh, going all for it.
Okay. Yeah. That is a strong introduction. My older brother's new wife is coming to stay with us for a week over Christmas. When I say I'm allergic, it's the understatement of the year. This woman is without doubt the biggest snob I've ever encountered. You'd swear she was the queen of Dalkey when really she's from outside Navan. She makes my brother take off his shoes and wear slippers in the house and tells us how awful it is that we all wear our shoes in the house because of germs. Last year she gave Mam a dehumidifier because she said our house has... Excuse me. Our house had a smell of... lived in.
I want this person as a friend.
she's your first cousin. She also made a big song and dance that I used Bisto as the gravy and didn't make it from scratch. And she seemed horrified when we didn't have a charcuterie board. She honestly really rubs me up the wrong way. And I was hoping they'd go to her parents' house this year. Oh, and last year... she had the audacity to light a stick of incense in the bathroom after I had used it. Demented listener in Leash. Oh, wow.
Oh, there's so much to take from that.
So much to take from that.
Come here, that whole thing about shoes in the house, though, I think after last night, I think I'm not allowed to wear shoes in the house anymore. I brought in half of a pitch of GA pitch in with me because, and I didn't take my shoes off and I got mud all over the carpet. I was on my hands and knees with the carpet cleaner last night.
But your carpet cleaner is a robot called Aoife.
Yeah, but...
you know, your robot, that does all the housework for you.
Let's get to helping this person. not to your jealousy that I've got a robot that cleans my carpets. Aoife was absolutely furious with me. She's like, bleep, 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 bleep.
Okay, so going back to our demented listener.
Yeah.
You gotta tell her to wind her neck in. You know, we can't all be Michelin starred.
Can you be that direct, though? Like, you know, you've got to keep the peace. Do you know what I mean? Or do you make a... Do you make it that direct so then you just have that awkward kind of, like, situation with your potential in-law then for the rest of your lives? Or do you make light of it and take the complete mick out of it?
Or you just double down and be like, oh, you only eat organics. Gas. We only eat what's on special. Do you know what I mean?
We only eat what's on special. We only eat discounted meat.
I don't know. That is very difficult. I mean, I would say get to know her and find some level ground, because I'd say this person could be very funny. Yeah. Going around lighting incense after someone has... I mean, that is so passive aggressive. That is such a you thing to do.
Oh, we light it before you go in. We preempt it.
You preempt it. Oh, your one is coming. Quickly. Light the candles.
Okay, 0871 102 107. What should this person do? Is it an in-law or is it a girlfriend?
It's an in-law. It's her older brother's wife is coming and for Christmas.
But she's obviously got a couple of quid. Like, buying a dehumidifier ain't cheap. Like, they're a bit spendy. Like,
they're spenny.
Yeah.
But imagine saying to someone, here's a dehumidifier because... you know, there's a smell of lived in.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, she got big old kahunas.
Has she?
Maybe that's what I mean.
Okay, 0871 102 107. What should they do? Auntie Una, this morning the message was absolutely wild and a big reaction coming in on 0871 102 107.
It's from a demented listener in Leash who is writing about her sister-in-law is coming to stay for Christmas and she's absolutely raging because she says this woman is without doubt the biggest snob that she's ever encountered. She thinks she's queen of Dalkey. She makes her brother take off her shoes when she's going into the house. She bought her mama a dehumidifier last year because she said the house had a smell of lived in. And she was horrified when they didn't have a charcuterie board, etc, etc. So this lady is just raging that she's coming to stay again and she wants to know how to handle the situation.
Messages coming in on 0871 102 107. Also from Leash is Gavin. Good morning, Gavin.
Hi, Gav.
Well, lads, it's correct.
Do you have a charcuterie board in Leash?
No, I'd say up to about 6 months ago, I didn't know what it was, so...
I don't actually know what it was. Like, you told me what it was.
A charcuterie board?
Yeah.
That's lies.
No, it's not, because it happened on the radio, and I said, what's a charcuterie? I don't even know how to pronounce it.
Don't try and underplay your notioniness now. The whole country knows exactly what you're like with your gravy boats and your Parmesan truffle oil chips. So don't try and say now that you don't know what a charcuterie... Anyway, Gav, what do you think that this girl should do?
Well, my thing would be, it's her house. See, it's her rules. You won't go into a shop and tell someone how to do their job. So you can't go into someone else's house and tell them how to live either. So
she should be like, listen, don't take your shoes off when you're coming into my house. Leave those shoes on. Bring the muck in. That's the way we live our lives.
You can take her shoes off if you want, but you can't judge other people for leaving their shoes on.
Yeah, you're right, Gav. You're right. Yeah.
Switch it up. It's like if she does take her shoes off, you say, look at your manky feet. Put your shoes back on, you absolute sicko. What have you got,
wash the floors just before she comes in and let her get her feet wet or something.
Yeah. Go on, Gavin. Let her have it.
Nice one, Gavin.
Cheers, buddy. Look out.
Wash the floor, wash the uplego. That'd be a good one, too.
Yeah. Slip and slide. All right, look after yourself, buddy. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. There you go. Here we go.
Hey, Cooper and Una. I think that sister-in-law just needs to calm down, as in give her a chance, and over time she'll just... maybe she'll mellow a little bit, but I'd make fun of her little snotisms just for crack and turn it all around on her, and hopefully you'll all be laughing about it at the end of the day.
Snotisms! I love that.
Hi, Una. I think that they should start giving a sympathetic look every time this one comes out with something notiony. And then if she ever asks why, just say, oh, sorry, dear. Your notions are showing.
Nothing like
what I do to you every day.
Yeah, I know. It's like, but like, you genuinely have more notions than I do.
That is such a lie, and everyone knows it's a lie. What notions? You're always having dig at me for being common.
Oh, as muck, like.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. As muck.
You're as common as the muck that I brought in and got on the carpet yesterday.
Oh, shut up, snooty pants.
Great comeback.
Is brilliant. This is brilliant.
Go on.
Louise and Cavan says, here, tell that yoke to calm her ditties. Oh. What?
If you're looking for advice from Auntie Una, you know what to do. 087-1102-107.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go. Go, go, go.